Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
We got a great show for you today. We talked about me being a big old Karen.
Oh, that's a great story.
We talked about the social dilemma. We talked about being addicts. We talked about the kids.
Being on the phone too much.
It's fun.
It's a fun show. But first, did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on the top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed? As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Tell your Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, Armandito Cristian Perez. I had to use the real name. Why? Because now it's the podcast. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Flow to the rider.
Woo! I don't even know if you know how much they play you around the world or anywhere, my brother.
No matter how much bread we make, dog, we can't take it with us. No matter how many houses, cars, whatever we acquire, can't take it with us. With that said, anything we make is always to give back, dog.
Why are we starting a podcast? Well, it's real simple. With the times that we're living in right now in the world, I think you need to be motivated, inspired, educated, aware, positive. So what I'm here is just to motivate the world and let them know when we talk, we call a spade, so you're going to hear the truth. So I look forward to the podcast. I look forward to showing y'all, teaching y'all how to take it from a negative to a positive. So get ready. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on.
Everybody. I'm in a good mood. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
What's up, everybody?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. You're so happy today. I love it.
I know. I don't know what's happening.
Well, you know what? Let's say hi to our favorite peeps.
Yes.
Let's do your mom again. I love it. It's so fun. Casey Howell and Amanda Crittenden.
Oh, I love those two. I talk to them. Everything's a fine. I'm going to make them some raviolis tonight.
Amy Hunt.
Amy Hunt is going to come too.
Michelle McKibben.
I still got to talk to that Michelle. She's a troublemaker.
Angie Saldivar.
That's my girl. I love that Angie. Where's Angie? She'd say.
Randy May Ames.
Randy May Ames. So why you got the so many names? Just to pick one. Just to pick one.
Kelly Brandt.
Oh, that's my girl too.
Rebecca Lubin.
Oh, she's so cute, that Rebecca.
Ishan Vajpayee.
Nah, you got to make sure you take care of him. What are you going to make him for dinner? You can't go order out. You got to make him a dinner. And don't go to Vegas and leave him on his own for the weekend with the girls.
Stephanie Rinker.
Stephanie. I love that, Stephanie.
Liz Elsasser.
Oh, I just love that name.
Missy Schaefer and Gabby Fonseca.
Those are two, I'm telling you right now. Those are two you got to watch out.
Trouble.
They're trouble. They're going to give you a headache. Everybody's going to give her a headache.
Rachel Newcomb.
Wow, Rachel.
Krista Stroop.
Krista, she helps me clean up after dinner. I like that, Krista.
Hiro Yamashita.
Oh, I love that, Hiro. I make him a dinner and his kids. Tell him to come Sunday for spaghetti.
Kelly Luther.
Oh, that Kelly. She helps me sometimes too around the kitchen.
Aaron Landis.
Who it is?
Sarah Stefano.
That's a Maya Paisano.
Valerie Fenwick.
Oh, a lot of love for Valerie. She's a darling girl.
And Carrie Berry.
Oh, I know that Carrie. She's a sort of berry.
Oh, my God. That's fun. All right. Don't worry. I won't make you do that every single week.
Yeah.
So do you want to hear a story?
You're
about
telling me about this story?
Okay. So it's so dumb. And you know what? So a long time can go by between when I have a problem with a person, place, or thing, and I have to read an email in a dramatic fashion. And I always feel like people are going to be like, God, Stephanie has problems with people. Yeah. But give me credit for all the time that's gone by that
absolutely.
I haven't had an issue. So the other day, I go to Big Five.
Yeah.
With Xander.
Mm-hmm.
And because you know why? The kid wants to like the kid grew out of his shoes. He's been wearing the same shoes. You know how kids are. I don't know if Sonny's this way, and I don't know why I'm adding this onto the story. Mm-hmm. But Xander will just wear – he has all these shoes because I got him a bunch of shoes for basketball. He just wears the same shoes every day.
Right.
There's so just this one pair he likes. Pair. He's super picky.
Right.
Super picky kid. There's one pair that he likes. He wears them every day, all day, for everything. And they're worn out. So he went to go play some tennis with John, and he came home and his feet were killing him. And I was like, well, you've been wearing the same pair of shoes for 2 years.
Oh, my God. Poor kid.
At least like a year, you know, day in and day out.
Yeah, I get it.
So I was like, let's go to Big Five and get you a pair of just sneakers.
Yes.
Just some Nikes, whatever, to, you know, so you can wear them to play tennis. You can go for walks with Penelope, with me, with your new shoes.
Yes.
So we go to Big Five.
Which Big Five? I'm just curious.
The one in Encino.
Yeah, okay.
And I figured. You know, I was in a good mood.
Yeah, was.
Getting to do something. I was doing something with my kid, getting out of the house for a minute.
Right.
I like buying stuff.
Right.
Like the next person. Mm-hmm. Big Five, that's my place.
I love Big Five. Yeah, I do.
Parents.
You get lost in there.
A lot of parents that listen to this show. You know how much time you spend at Big Five.
I know.
Every time your kids try and then quit a sport, you got to go buy them a bunch of equipment. Every time they decide they're super into something, you're like, well, let's go to Big Five and get you stocked up.
Yeah.
Get you a basketball.
Get you knee pads.
Get you some pool noodles. Right. Whatever you need.
Yes, then you find other stuff that you don't really need, and then you start buying that too. Like, oh, maybe we're going to go camping. Maybe we'll get this nice tent over here.
Yeah. How about a backpack? How about some weights?
Right.
How about a punching bag?
Yeah. Then you start. I know. Then you're like, I could use that. I'm going to work out with that. I'm going to get those weights.
I'm going to get this kettleball or whatever.
Or
that's
going to
be
stretchy thing. It's going to be my workout. Oh, and I'm going to get the mat too.
Yes. Why wouldn't I?
Why not?
It's on sale.
Yeah.
Also, every time I need a new pair of sneakers, though, Big Five has, as you, tons of sales.
Yes.
Right? You're never going to pay full price at Big Five.
I love Big Five.
If you pay full price at Big Five, something's happened to you.
You've been hoodwinked.
So I take Xander in there. The guy comes back to like show us, you know, the different shoes. Mm-hmm. He's super nice. Mm-hmm. Xander is so picky. He tries on so many pairs of shoes. And I don't know why this needs to be part of the story, but hey, to make a long story longer, not interesting, I will tell you that he's at this weird size. And I'm sure your kids have gone through this. Mm-hmm. So let's say for Elby, where they're growing out of the youth sizes.
Right.
So youth sizes end at like 6.5.
Right.
Which is in a woman's shoe, about an 8.
Okay.
Okay. So a 6, it's like a 7, 7.5.
For youth?
A 6.5 youth is the same as a women's 8. But it's also the same as like a men's. It's kind of like goes into men's sizes.
Right.
And men's sizes don't frequently have size 6.5 men's.
Right,
they really start at like 7, 7.5.
Right. Okay.
So Xander's trying on. We're in the men's clearance area.
Right.
And the men's shoes don't go. They're all too big for him. So we go to the youth stuff. But the youth stuff is a little bit limited. So we expanded our horizons. I was like, listen, not for nothing, but the women's sizes would probably fit your feet.
Yeah, totally.
And it's the same shoe.
Yes.
So we find a shoe that's in the youth. It's a Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it over in the women's specials section.
Right.
And it's his size perfectly.
Right.
And he was in his defense, he was picky about what shoe. He really didn't care if it came from the women's.
Right.
It doesn't say like women's shoe on
it. No, I know. You can get a nice black with a white thing.
That's exactly what he got. A black Nike with the white swoop. And they had the exact same shoe in the men's section and in the youth section. Same exact shoe.
Right.
So we finally find him the shoe that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under women's specials, and it says it's a big sign, a big rectangular sign that goes across that one group of shoes.
Okay.
Every shoe has a yellow tag on it that says it's $49.99.
Oh, nice.
And then there's women's, there's clearance, mm-hmm. which is different. And all of those have the lowest price tag plus like a sticker that right. says like $39.99. Right. Okay.
And they're, and then, always the young, they're always the ugliest shoe too. Yes. Like the, you know, looks like a nurse's shoe. It's weird.
Yes, right. exactly. Nope. And there's a ton of different stuff at Big Five. There's right. a lot of different
variety,
sections.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the main section that's not on sale or that is against the wall. Okay. They have all the shoes lined up against the wall, and they have youth, women's, men's, and those are the ones that are not on sale.
Okay.
Okay. So pick the ones off the women's, and I asked the guy, are these – how much are these? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, but they're on the specials, so they're mm-hmm. probably the same price as the ones next to it. Then he says, I can check the price if you want. And I was like, no, it's okay. I'm assuming. Go up to the cash register. The girl rings it up, and she's like, that's $70-something dollars. So I was like, oh, no, I don't think that's right. I said, because they're with the specials.
Right.
They're on that section, the women's specials. And she's like, no, they're not coming up on sale. And I said, oh, do you want me to show you where I got them, though? In mm-hmm. my mind at this point, I'm like, oh, this is just a mistake.
Right. Totally.
So then the person I'm assuming is the manager
mm-hmm.
pops
mm-hmm.
over. And I want you to just try to picture this.
Okay.
The person pops their head in, and I'm assuming Xander and I are both assuming that they're non-binary. So for this story, just understand that I was like, okay, there's somebody that is non-binary,
right?
But they pop in, but and the person. So I'll just say they. So that person, they mm-hmm. said, you can show me, already with a little bit of an attitude.
Oh boy.
They're like, you can, you can show me where you got the shoes. So I go, oh, okay. So I walk them back to mm-hmm. like, it's not far. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'm nice as can be, Lynette.
Right, I know.
And let me just, in my own defense, say that I don't get in arguments with people in stores. I'm
right.
just not that person.
Right.
I'm the person that my kids are always a little bit embarrassed because I'm having conversations with people or right. being super friendly or
right.
making a little joke.
Right.
And I always tell my kids, you know what?
That.
These people are in customer service. They like
yes.
a little humor.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
And remember,
I don't
told
like
you,
to give them a hard time.
Never. And
right.
remember I told you the story about when Xander and I were having fun with the person at Starbucks who had the name tag that said, hi, I'm Rachel, I love my job, or whatever.
Oh,
we were
yeah.
going, do you really love your job? And then we were having fun with her.
Right.
I like to leave people laughing.
I agree. I could see that. Totally.
Yeah.
I see that in you.
And especially with Xander, who also has a really good sense of
right.
humor, we're always like joking around with people.
Yeah.
So I just want to promise you that I in no way had any kind of attitude.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, so here's... And also, by the way, it wasn't going to make the difference on whether I bought the shoes or not, because after all of the we'd been there for, you know, 40 minutes looking
right.
at shoes. I was going to buy those shoes if they were $70. This wasn't a matter of like,
yeah.
if these shoes aren't $49,
right.
you lost a sale.
Right,
it was
right,
just
right.
like, hey, I think they're $50.
Right.
So like, can we double check this?
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
So we walk back and I show the person the shoe rack. I'm like, oh, so you see, it's the women's specials, and here's the shoe. It doesn't have a tag, but all these other ones have a tag. And they said, do you want me to take $5 off? Will that make you happy?
Oh.
That voice.
Wow.
I wish Xander was here to back me up, because I repeated the story to John, Xander was like, oh, it was worse than that, Mom. And was, yeah, so I said, so.
Say it again. What did he say? Okay,
they said, "Do you want me to give you $5 off? Will that make you happy?" So I said, because
oh,
I was a little, surprised, but I was like, "Okay, yeah."
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I'm also thinking maybe the shoes are still on sale. Like I don't
yeah,
know.
Right.
I was like, so I didn't know we were just going to drop it. I didn't know it was just going to be like, I'll give you $5 off, which then still brought the price to $65,
yeah.
not $49.
Right.
Which I thought they should have been $49.
Did they have the yellow thing on it? The yellow?
So that's the thing. That shoe didn't have a price tag
because
I had looked at it. But I'm telling you, there were like, I want to say there were like eight shoes, you know, one aisle, two. And definitely in a special section, you know, you can help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the ones on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like here's the sizes we have left.
Yes.
Grab your size,
find
try
your
them
size,
on.
Totally.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where we found them.
Right. Okay.
So we walk back up to the counter, and then the person who's I'm not going to use their real name. So let's say their name's Aaron.
Okay.
Okay, so then Aaron says... Aaron's the manager.
Right.
Aaron's the non-binary manager.
With
the snarky attitude. So I say... Aaron says, give them $5 off. So I say, okay, so thanks, but shouldn't they be $49.99 like the other shoes? And so the cashier says, you know, no, they're not on sale. But I mean, sometimes maybe, but now this cashier's kind of arguing with me, but not fighting with me,
right.
but like going, yeah. Basically, like, I think you might be mistaken that they're not on special. Like, they might have just been in the Nike section.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, no, they weren't. And then I'm trying to bring back in Aaron.
Right.
No, Aaron saw. Like, you saw. They were in that they were with the specials. Yeah. They probably shouldn't have been with the specials, like, if they're not on special.
Right.
That was my first mistake. Right. So then the cashier, again, is like, well, maybe they were just on the floor. Sometimes we put things on the floor and they're not on sale. So then Aaron kind of looks at the cashier like stop talking to them. I wish I could show you because it wasn't like Aaron was telling the cashier to like don't argue with these people.
Right.
It was more like these people are kind of crazy. Like just let it go.
Really?
And then now I'm starting to get pissed.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, I'm not being a bitch. Like,
right.
Oh, we've just been having a lovely time with the person who was helping us find shoes. Like
right.
I wasn't. And then, so then I said, I was like, okay, I go. So then I just give my credit card. I think at that moment I said, what's your name to the
cashier?
To this Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron says, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron is staring me down like,
wow.
And so I'm like, I'm with my kid.
Right.
I'm pissed now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just like, why are we getting so much attitude? Like, I'm
right.
just buying a pair of shoes.
Right.
Like, okay.
Right, right.
And it's not the end of the world. So then Aaron says, I gave you $5 off. What else do you want me to do?
Like, oh, my.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't have to give you $5 off. I did that to be nice. So basically, like, you should be happy. So now
wow.
I'm like, what
wow.
the fuck?
Right.
And I'm.
I would be too.
I was like. Okay. I go, there's no need. I go, yeah. I go, I was just trying to say that I think the shoes were on special. If they're not, they're not. What?
Right,
So then I pay and now I'm getting mad and
right.
I go to pay. And then Aaron looks at the cashier. Now, understand the cashier hasn't done anything wrong
right.
at this point. The cashier is not arguing with me. They're just going, maybe it's this. Like maybe
right.
they're no attitude though.
Right.
So then Aaron looks at the cashier and full on like rolls their eyes at the cashier like these fucking people, right?
Oh my God.
And then I was like, then I was done.
Then it was,
I was
on.
Like,
oh my
I
Lord.
Was like, there's no need for that. I said, I'm right here.
Right.
Like, why are you rolling your eyes?
Right.
I go, by the way, so then Aaron goes, I don't know what you're talking about. You're imagining things.
Oh my God. Wow.
Xander's looking pissed.
Fucking A. Jesus.
And I'm feeling like I don't want to embarrass Xander. I don't want to be that mom that's like arguing with people in a store. But at the same time, I want
to
show Xander that like mm-hmm. we don't let people treat us like this is rude. I'm not going to go crazy and start swearing. But I said, that's, you know, I was like, that was uncalled for. And then Aaron says, you know, you're imagining things like that. And then Aaron goes, and then I'm still getting my credit card and then I sign and I'm starting to shake, right?
Yeah,
I'm
like, I know that feeling.
I sign the thing and I take my credit card and then Aaron goes, I hope whatever was causing you to have a bad day, I hope you feel better from whatever was causing you to have a bad day.
Oh my God, he's antagonizing
mm-hmm.
you.
And then I was like, oh no, you didn't.
Wow.
I was like, well, what's causing me to have a bad day now is you and your attitude. I said, I was having a perfectly good day. I go, we had a lovely... We were helped by this guy, and then the guy was there, and I was like, thank you so much for helping us. I go, for like 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
without any incident.
Right.
I go, the cashier was perfectly friendly. I go, the problem started when you started having an attitude, and I go, and I don't know what it's caused from. I go, but we didn't deserve that. And then
what'd they say? I mean, that is insane. Like, what?
And then Aaron just kept was like rolling their eyes at the cashier again and just going, well, I hope you feel better. I hope you have a better day.
So he's like antagonizing.
Yeah. So we walked out and then I came home and I told John and I was like, Xander, I am so sorry. Well, we walk out. I go, I am so sorry. And Xander goes, Mom.
Right.
They were so rude.
Right.
And that's when we were both like, okay, they're non-binary, right? Yeah. And then Xander goes, yeah, pretty much.
Right. Okay.
So then I was like, okay.
Right.
Their name was a name that could go either way.
Right.
It's like the SNL sketch, like Pat.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
So it was like, it doesn't matter what their gender was. The
right.
point was, is Xander's trans. So I'm trying to be like fair, like have respect, but also
yeah.
be like, this person's a dick.
Right.
Right. So we're using they pronouns
yes, totally,
to
yeah.
have the conversation. Like right. they're a dick.
Right, right, right.
But Xander was like, Mom, they were a total asshole. Like
yeah.
that was so wrong. Like
totally.
We didn't do anything.
Right.
And I said, I know, right?
This is smart kid.
Yeah.
Sees.
So we get home and then I go tell John the story. And John goes, well, I think this story is extra funny because look at the shirt you're wearing. And I was wearing a shirt that I got from the Human Rights Campaign that has like a big rainbow heart on it with the Human Rights Campaign. It's like a total LGBT
right. right.
shirt. Which and the
oh my God.
I was like, fuck, you would have thought we had some solidarity
yeah,
going
totally.
On. Like you would have thought Aaron
right.
would be like, this bitch is down with
yes,
my cause. Like, yeah,
totally.
I got you. Like
right.
you know what? You want $10 off?
Right.
I'm gonna give you the shoes for $49.99. Like you're my people.
That's what
no.
they should have done. I wonder if they even noticed. Did you think that they noticed the shirt?
I mean, it was kind of hard to miss. I was standing right in front of them with my big.
Yeah.
It's a gray T-shirt with a rainbow heart on the front, and the.
So they saw that.
And they were wearing they were wearing glasses like around their neck, but
mm-hmm.
with a rainbow like
mm-hmm.
they had a rainbow glasses
yes.
holder.
Okay. So it's like you guys, you know,
well, we
got
were,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, we're down with the cause.
Right. Of course.
But no,
with the snarky.
I started laughing, though. I had not noticed that I was wearing that shirt until John
so
pointed
funny.
It out.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I gave you $5 off. Would I'll give you $5 off. Will that make you happy? Like,
wow. And the part that what they kept antagonizing you at the end was
oh, my
ridiculous.
God. That's where I was like, oh,
like
if
they
you just
stop.
Left it alone.
Right.
Just
with
leave it alone. Like,
yeah.
let it go.
Right.
I already paid.
Walk away.
I already paid.
Right.
I paid full price. Well, minus the $5 you right. gave me off. So who cares at this point? Leave it alone.
Right. It's really the other way around. I hope you have a better day, dick.
It made me think back to why I feel for people who are – work customer service jobs like that because
right.
I worked them for years.
Right.
And I know you have worked in those
mm-hmm. yeah.
situations where
mm-hmm.
people do talk to you shitty and
right.
they do take out their bad days on
totally.
You. But it's like when I was growing up, I don't know if it's just because I really needed the money, but like you didn't mouth off to people.
Oh,
like,
hell no.
That would be instant dismissal.
Totally. Totally.
Like when I worked at Burger King, I remember one time having a little problem with a customer because they were being so rude to me
mm-hmm.
and I got suspended for it.
Yeah. Oh my God. I know. It's crazy.
Because Burger King, have it your way.
Right.
Not have it the cashier's way.
Right.
Not have it like you have it your way. And if you want it a crazy way, it's still your way. And
right.
you don't get to talk back to
we
them and
judge.
Go, stop
yeah.
giving me
right.
a hard time.
Exactly. Exactly. No, why is that?
You know
okay?
what it is?
What
millennials.
Is it? Fucking millennials. It is. It's a little bit.
We both look
entitled.
At Kaylin.
It's like an. You know, we both look at Kaylin.
Kaylin is the opposite of entitled.
Totally.
So many. You know what it is? It's not millennials. What's the next thing after millennials?
It's the.
Is that Gen Z?
Z? Yeah, that's what I
fucking
said.
Fucking Gen Z.
Fuckers. Yeah, that's what it is. Entitled.
These people that are like, I don't really need a job.
Right.
I'm just doing this so
doing
that,
you a favor.
Yeah.
Like, I know. It's weird, right? I don't get it. How old do you think they were?
I'm going to say 19,
oh, okay.
20 at the oldest.
Wow. That's a little young to be the manager. Right?
Maybe 21. I don't know. I think places like Big Five, I always see
yeah.
signs for like we're taking applications.
Yeah.
I think
help
these people them. Need
right.
employees.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Have you had that?
Were they like the
where you argue with? I know you have told me in the past stories where
right.
Where I remember you being with Sunny or Natalia or both, and like, "Mom,
oh, stop." I know, but I'm like you now with Sunny. If stuff like that, so we run into stuff like, I mean, little things like we'll both catch on to it. Like we were sitting and eating once, and the waiter had his mask, and he was like, "Hey, so you get?" He started talking really fast, and he's like, "So you guys from around here?" "Oh yeah, I just moved out." Like he's telling us his life story,
uh-huh.
And Sunny and I are just looking at each other and without saying a thing. And then he walked away, and Sunny's like, first of all, I didn't hear one word he said. I heard every other word. Second of all, who cares where you came from?" Like we both knew. So, but Natalia, she's not down with that. Like if I. No, like if she sees that I'm starting to get irritated. There's this one hostess at the Duke's where I go to take them to lunch now.
Right.
That's a bitch. Like she's snarky, and I tell, like, I go, don't talk to her in the red dress. Talk to the other one because the other ones are nice. She's the mean one that stands there and goes, "It's a 45-minute wait, and we can't seat you until everybody's here." And then there's a waiting area, and then you know I'm like, well, can I get a like a Bloody Mary or something while I wait? And she's then one of the other.
Can't you see I need a drink?
Right. And other people are drinking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, can I get a beer? So the other girl was like, sure, I'll go get it. And then I finished the beer and it's another 40 minutes wait. So then I'm like, can I get another beer? And she's like, no, you're not supposed. No, you can't have a beer.
Why?
Like, but these people, they were gone. They were here earlier. They were drinking. They're gone. I already had a beer. I don't want to throw the other nice one under the bus.
Right.
But it's like that. It's like, who, what? You know, but again, I'm like you. I try very hard not to. But if somebody keeps pushing it and it clicks, it's on. And I can't help myself. I just can't. I can't.
Yeah, that's how it was. Like this person just wanted to get in a fight with me.
Right. It's exactly right. Right.
And
like
with my kid.
Right. It's like they're picking a fight. Yeah. That's uncalled for. I totally agree. I would have done the same thing. I probably would have gotten even more angrier and insulting.
Yeah, but I did pull a total Karen because I was like, after I said the what's your name, and then they were like, I hope it was a better day or something. And I was like, yeah, well, something about your attitude. And I was like, but you know what? Your company will be hearing about this.
Oh, you said that.
I think I said something to that effect as I was walking out. And then I was like, oh, my God. I just pulled a full-on Karen. I just Karened out. I want to see your manager. Then they would have been like, I am the manager.
Right.
And then I would have been like,
somebody would have had a cell phone. Kaylin would have been showing it to us online.
I know.
Look at Stephanie freaking out.
Well, at least it wasn't about masks. We were very happily wearing our masks. You know what I love?
Yes. Let's talk.
I am super into finding things to keep me busy so I don't yell at random people.
Right.
And Best Fiends is a great way to keep my mind occupied.
Totally.
While you're waiting, maybe next time at Duke's.
Yes. I'm going to sit there and play Best Fiends.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I play it in places that don't have Wi-Fi, which I love that. You know?
Me too. And it's very engaging. It's
yes, it is.
I'm on level 873 at last count.
I'm catching up.
What
I'm
are you
at
on?
826.
You're not really catching up. You got some work to do, girl. I love that I feel good about being obsessed with it. Because it's just a fun game,
yes,
you know?
Totally.
It's
and a
fun.
Lot of people, I've gotten other people to play, which is fun. My nieces and nephews in Chicago are playing, and we follow each other, and, you know, and it just is perfect for when you don't have anything to do and you're sitting around. It is engaging.
Yeah. I love that little, like, rush you get after you beat another level and get to the next one.
Right.
I'm always like,
That's the other thing. You don't get bored. It keeps moving.
No, because every month they add new characters. They add new stuff. They add new everything. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And it's free to download. You can download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Ooh-wee. My hair is looking good. Madison Reed, baby.
You did it.
I did it.
It looks
totally
awesome.
It. Yes, I know. And you know what? I've never done my own hair like that before. It was so simple. They have a video that I watched, too. Totally easy. It was very easy.
Yeah,
it
I really like
it. It was fine.
I use Madison Reed. I get it delivered.
Mm-hmm.
every like few months I do it because it's such a nice natural color that it doesn't do that thing where it where you can't see through the color.
Right.
It's got like dimension to it.
Yeah. Do you use that like after – so you put the color – but then there's like a wash or something that she recommended I use. It was like called champagne or something like that.
Yes, for it to make it extra glossy.
Yes, to make it – and it feels nice.
Yeah.
My hair felt – so nice. You can tell the difference.
Yeah,
you know,
I love it. It's super easy. It's healthy. It doesn't have some of this, like the chemicals.
It's a game changer, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I also use the powder to cover up when you sometimes get between color, the little grays. You can
cover it up from me right away. She has a lot of grays and she's like, oh, Lynette, let me try this. Yeah, it's awesome. Madison Reed, baby.
Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com. For Crying Out Loud listeners, get 10% off plus, my favorite, free shipping on their first color kit with the code FCOL. That's code FCOL. I bet your hair can use a color
right now. So try Madison Reed. They got over 55 different colors, flavors. You're gonna,
yes.
It's fun.
Do it.
Yeah.
So that was my big...
I got a butt dial yesterday from Natalia.
Uh-huh.
So she had her friend came over. It was a Sunday. And so they had volleyball tryouts on Saturday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go?
Do that. You know, she worked her ass off up until she went every single day for 2 weeks to the trainers, two different trainers every day. Not two, and well, there was a day where she did do two back to back, but she sees one where he works her out, her and her friend, they work out, and then the other one is one of the coaches at the volleyball, and she's a hard ass. She's scary. I've seen her.
And where do they do it?
They do it at a dojo in like Sun Valley.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I don't know. It's not that far from us, but it's just in an industrial area. It's a huge warehouse, and it's all volleyball. They've been there for years. I mean, they're intimidating at first. Like, they're the real deal. Like, if you're signing up for this, you're committed. You're going to, you know, you're in. You're all in. And, of course, Natalia wants to be on the travel teams, you know, and she wants to be on the teams that her friends are on and stuff like that. But she gets it if she doesn't. There's a lot of friends that have been doing it before her, most of her, Olivia. And so she's always been like one team, one level down from them, which is fine. But this year she really wanted to get up higher to the next level. And the trainer, Shayna, I'll call her, she's really sweet, but she's hard ass. And Natalia's always liked the coach that's a hard ass. I remember when she was ice skating and she was doing her little shows. There was all these other cute, nice coaches, but then the head coach was tough, and she always wanted to be with her. She liked that. She gets something out of that. Yeah. So she's scared of her, but Shayna said something to her like a week before the tryouts that she's on the team Natalia wants to be on. And she said, if you get on my team, I'm going to be very tough. You know, she's like, we have to do tryouts, but there's a good possibility you can make my team. And if you do, you just know that I'm going to be tough on you. Like she said that to Natalia.
But why?
I don't know why. I don't know. She says that's how I mean, she wants her to understand that she's, I guess, different when she's coaching compared to working out with her, I guess.
Oh, she just meant I'm going to be tough, like, on everybody.
Right. I'm a tough, yes.
For a second, I took it as, like, I'm going to be extra tough on you.
Right. No. Yeah.
Yeah. She's just like, I'm going to be a hard ass. That's
yes,
my thing.
Right. Just be prepared. And Natalia was like, okay. And anyway, so Saturday morning I took her to the tryouts and sat in the car for an hour. But everybody else was there. Like they had different times for tryouts. And then the girls that she's friends with that are older, like on the upper levels, started getting texts from coaches. You want to make my team? You're on my team. You know, you're on Thunder, you know, or Lightning or whatever it is. And a lot of her friends were getting on teams they wanted. There was one friend who I really like, Natalie. She didn't make the team she wanted. She was really sad. But Natalia, all day on Saturday, I took her to the beach afterwards, and she was like constantly, like she was getting texts from friends going, I made the Thunder. I made Lightning. Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, Mom, have you heard anything? Mom, have you heard anything? Nothing, nothing, nothing. Until like 10 o'clock at night. right? So she had a friend come over, which I'll tell you about. But then like around 10 o'clock Saturday night, she ran in my room screaming, I got on Lightning! I got on Lightning!
And that's, the one, which, that's
the one
with
Shayna's team? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's excited.
Wow.
Shit, I just remembered she has practice today in an hour. Oh, shit.
We'll be done.
We'll be done. Hmm. Yeah, that's fine. We'll figure it out. She can, whatever. So, so her one friend didn't make the team she wanted. So she's like, can Natalie come over? She's like, and she just came off this big fight that I'm talking about on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really upset with her. And I told her she's going to be grounded this week. But see, I'm just terrible. And she's like, can nobody was home. Sonny was watching football on Sunday with Adam. And she's like, just for an hour. She just wants to come over. She's just really, you know, upset. I was like, okay, fine. So she comes over. I don't know. They're doing their thing. I'm up in my room, you know, whatever. And she keeps calling me. And I'm like, hello? Because Natalia calls me all the time. Can we order food? Can we do this?
Right.
So I hello? Hello? She doesn't answer. I hear her giggling and talking. And I try to hear what they're saying, but I was like cleaning my closet. I was like, no, whatever. I had it on speaker for a bit. I couldn't understand. Called back again. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to put my earbuds in and really hear what she's saying. Because they're both, I can hear them talking. I couldn't make it out. Finally, they start, I hear one of them say, her friend say, oh, yeah, that's a red state. I don't want to go there. They're talking politics.
Well, you know, I love that.
Oh, my God. And then I made notes. Then I heard Natalia go, the one with the black straight hair and the red lipstick. And then she was like, Ariana something. and her friend, couldn't remember the name. And she's like, you know, AOC she's talking about. And Natalia was like, I love her. She was like, I heard Natalia say, I watched her speech at that thing. And then her friend's like, the convention. She's like, yes. She's like, did you see? They were talking about that.
Wow.
And then I hear like, her friend say something like Biden. And then I heard her say, I hate Trump. My dad and Sonny were on their way. She's telling her the story. We're on the way to the airport and it got canceled. And then her friend's like, ugh. And then her friend's like, are they going to go back again? She's like, I don't think so. She's like, I'm happy about that. And that Biden's got to win. We got to get Biden to win. Oh, and then they were talking about Ginsburg dying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were talking about that. I mentioned her and dying and what's going to happen in the Supreme Court and blah, blah, blah. I was like trying to hear what they were saying. I'm like, oh, my God. I started writing it down.
That's so cool that they're talking about these kinds of things
yes.
on their own, that they're interested.
I know. They're really interested. I know. We on the date of the beach, too, we were talking about it.
I know. I don't know how much my kids know about certain things.
Right.
Because I was very upset when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
I know.
Crying.
Right.
And then, you know, but then I was like trying to explain to my kids right. like how important she was. And then I was like, I can't believe I didn't ever talk about this with my kids before.
I know.
She died.
I know. You think about that kind of stuff.
My kids are like, who?
Right.
I'm
right.
like, oh, geez, right. I haven't been doing a good job.
I know.
Just in general.
Right.
Not on either side of politics.
Exactly.
But just
in general.
Who people are.
Right. Well, see, Sonny is, you know, with Adam, listening to podcasts and, you know, hearing. And he's like, he tells me he listens to, there's somebody on the left. I can't remember the name, some guy. And he said he listens to Maddow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also listens to Ben Shapiro and Dave Rubin and, you know, and he's like, you know, he's got his opinions and he's forming his own life. But, you know, I have to keep him in the right lane, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily the right lane, but you know what I mean? Like I got to keep him on track.
Right.
And not like just hear one side of everything.
Right.
And he likes that. He likes to talk about it.
Okay.
Which is great. You know, I love that. And he understands and he gets it. So, I don't know. And then there's Natalia who's going to give Adam a run for his money. I see it already. Oh, my God.
You know, Well, should we, do we have another ad?
No.
Oh, well, let's take a, we got to take a little break for OxiClean.
Yes. Hey, we want to tell you about somebody new to us, OxiClean.
Mm-hmm. So, listen, I've already been using this product.
Me too.
I'm going to tell you why. Because Penelope, who you may also know as my dog, my terrier, sleeps on our bed. And I know Phil sleeps on your bed.
Yes, Phil sleeps on mine.
Yeah, and guess what? The sheets and the duvet cover get stinky.
Uh-huh. Starts to smell like a wet dog on my bed.
It really does. And I got to tell you, regular laundry detergent doesn't always rid you of the smells and leave your clothes smelling really fresh and leave your bedding smelling fresh.
I will tell you, my daughter will know if something is ours instead of one of her friends in a pile of clothes because she loves the smell of our clothing.
Yes. I've used OxiClean odor blasters for all these problems.
That's right, me too.
And more on a regular basis, and my family thanks me for it.
Right.
It helps kill smells of like sweat, and we both have teenage boys.
Yes.
You know how stuff can get stanky and musty. Mm-hmm. And also, the kids are using the towels every day.
Oh, my God.
And then leaving them outside.
And then they end up smelling like, yes.
So you need, busy households like us with all this going on, need OxiClean. It's a great product. You got to try OxiClean odor blasters for yourself. To work your magic with OxiClean, go to OxiClean.com/try me and order a free sample. That's OxiClean.com/try me for a free odor blaster sample while supplies last.
What else you got to lose? It's free, for God's sakes.
And we're back. You know, we're having an interesting conversation between off air about the social dilemma.
Right.
This just reminded me of it because, Kaylin, you were saying that you watched it.
Right.
Tell us what you were saying because I'm going to tell you why I don't want to watch it.
Oh, so you were asking me, like, what it's about. And I said essentially—
It's a documentary on Netflix.
It's a documentary, yep. And again, I don't really watch that many documentaries. And
you're
I was glued to the screen this one.
Okay.
So it's essentially about this AI that sits behind your phone and tracks everything you click on and how long you watch anything. And then it creates algorithms to make sure you see more of that more often.
And then I was wondering how that's a bad thing.
I know.
I'm like, well, I like watching like cool dog videos like that come up on Facebook
Stephanie
on the dojo. And I'm like, well, that's like.
Stephanie's like, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I kind of like it. And then say what you said. It's like
It's like having a boyfriend who's like supportive and interested in all the same things you're interested in. And they're like, let's talk about stuff you like to talk about.
Exactly. How refreshing that is. Give them a name, that AI.
I'm like, ooh, I love that sweater. And, you know, right? And the AI is like, of course we need love that sweater.
Yeah.
What's the problem with that?
Right.
Why should I have to go searching around for shit I like?
Right. I totally agree. But
back me up on my politics. Back me up on my, like, no, that's a bad thing.
No. So,
well, the reason that it scared me is because of how addictive it is. It creates addicts out of people who need it more and more. And then, like, when you try and say, hey, I'm just not going to, like, look at this for so many times, it starts throwing, like, notifications at you saying, like, it knows which notifications are essentially going to trigger you into opening the phone because you need to see what is happening on Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
And you said they talked to the people that created.
Yeah, so a lot of the people that created these algorithms, like the guy that made the algorithm for when you watch a YouTube video and it says, you like this video, we're going to show you this one next. He essentially says, like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean for it to turn into what it has, and will tell you ways in which to, like, sidestep it or just not pay attention to essentially the things they created. It's all of the top people in tech industry telling you they did this on accident, they're sorry, and how not to fall prey to the tactics that are being used to draw you in and use these as much as possible.
Wow. That sounds really cool. Sounds powerful.
It's more frightening than it is actually kind of cool the way that they explain it and the fact that these algorithms and computers that are getting you to that are like knowing who you are are only getting better and better at it every single day.
That's kind of scary.
As speaking as an addict,
and you say watch it with the kids.
Definitely watch it with your
children. Okay.
I'm going to watch it. Yeah, I'm going to watch it with my kids, but I have to call myself out and say I am such an addict. Like, I, you know, I want to say when the twins were little, so this was like, say 10, 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I didn't even have twins. I don't know. I remember going to Vegas. I remember I had this friend named Julie, not Julie Kasem, but a different Julie, who worked at People Magazine. And she was the first person I knew that had a BlackBerry.
Right.
And she was like, when I met her, she wasn't working. So she has this kind of bigwig job at People Magazine. She was like an assistant bureau chief of the magazine.
Wow.
But when I met her at a Target, and she
was serious.
Yeah, and we were buying diapers for the kids,
She
had like long, like kind of 70s singer activist hair, the long straight hair, and she was wearing like wire rim glasses and overalls.
Right.
She just looked like such a normal kind of hippy dippy person.
Yeah.
And we started chatting, and then we called each other. It was like
That's
new mom
so
friend.
Cute.
And we got to be friends, and we would go and do stuff together. And for the first, like, so our babies were babies.
You never told us this.
I know. I forgot about this. So we ended up being like pretty good friends. And when our kids were like, let's say a year, I think she went back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but we stayed friends. And when I went to play the World Series of Poker, I went with her, and she was like, knew all these celebrities because she worked for People Magazine.
Right.
It's like I started to see her as like, she's got like a real job.
Right.
And she had a BlackBerry.
Right.
Which I remember that her daughter would get really annoyed because she was on it all the time. And I remember going out for drinks with her. So this was more than 11 years ago because I was still a drinker. And she was constantly like checking her email.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way that's everybody does now,
right?
But in those days was not something you saw.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, wow, like she's really like into this phone. Like she can't put the phone down for a minute.
Right.
And I at the time attributed it to her having like a important job.
Right.
And then she told me that her daughter would sometimes like throw the phone, throw the BlackBerry and be like, cause she wanted her attention and she didn't like her being on it all the time.
Oh.
And I remember thinking, if I ever get a BlackBerry, like I'm not going to be that way.
Right.
And I am 100 times worse than she is. I see it in myself.
Yeah.
I have my phone in my hand all the time.
Right, me too.
Even if I'm listening to a podcast or I'm always like playing a game on it or listening to something or doing something or returning an email, I'm totally addicted to my email.
I mean, I'm not at all. That's why I answer you guys like 12 days later.
That's so good though.
Mm.
Last night I took Xander with me to go walk the dog and I was like, I am leaving my phone at home. I don't need it. Why do I need to have my phone with me?
At dinner time, like I just leave it in my room and I just go eat dinner and just hang out with them. It's too much of a distraction.
I guess that stuff works on me. I'm always like, let me look at Facebook. Let me see what happened. What did I miss?
It works on everybody, to be fair. The point is that it's designed to work on each person specifically.
We'll see that.
Because each person is being tailor-made for them. So they figure out how it's going to work on you versus how it would work on someone like me. And it's, designed for everybody.
I think about the kids, like, how's this affecting them? You know, what do they want? Thank God Sonny's just into sports, you know, pretty much.
Well, LB.
But I don't know what Natalia's looking
at. LB is on TikTok.
You know, so is Natalia.
All hours. Like, she is constantly on it.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about LB is she does have other interests. Like, I don't think she's addicted. I think she's bored. So when she's not,
that's
because
true.
She will do her homework. I mean, she's doing real well in school.
Yeah,
all
it's
my
not
kids
a distracting
are.
Thing. Yeah.
But when she's not doing, has something else to do, she will just lay in bed and I'll say, what are you doing? And she's like looking at TikTok.
That's me with Fortnite. I hate to say it. It just keeps my brain moving.
At least,
I mean, I
at
do
least
stuff,
like playing but video games and with connecting with your friends is probably healthier in some ways, even though that's addictive than just being on right.
I
on
like, these, like
you're talking to a video game addict,
right?
So, yeah,
but probably still better than maybe scrolling like TikTok and.
Yeah, probably. I mean, if you're talking about like friends playing with one another, yeah, I
don't
say
have
so.
Any friends to play with. But I will say I play it because I like knowing I'm playing with real people. I wouldn't play it if it was just a robot
yourself.
Yeah.
So maybe we should all try to have like, okay, I'll say this for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you, at least for your older daughter, I mean, you should probably have her put the phone down sometimes.
She's going to be
really
on
TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, she does?
She just turned one.
Oh, my God. That's
okay, so let's have Isla put down TikTok.
Right.
I'm saying this.
No, but actually, seriously, she is already obsessed with the phone.
Yeah.
She loves to look at pictures and videos of herself, and once they're gone, like there's no more left, she flips and starts crying.
Oh, boy.
And so, especially after watching this, I'm like, I need to stop being on my phone that often in front of her.
Yeah.
So that's a big reason why after this documentary, I stopped using my phone for anything that isn't necessary.
Oh, you're a good daddy.
I'm going to do that. I'm making a promise.
Because all kids are different. Like Sunny, not like that. Natalia, like that. Everybody's different. And you have to parent accordingly. Yes. What are you going to do?
Well, I really do have a problem with, say, I have a problem with the games that I can play over, like, by myself, like just threes
right.
that are mindless. I feel like it's almost like meditating for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
If I'm doing something else, watching TV and I'm playing that, it's like having a drink for me.
You.
It soothes me.
Yes.
But I've got to find other ways to soothe because that can't be that healthy.
Whiskey.
Okay. You know what? Let me get back to drinking. That sounds healthier.
Or edibles. Why not that? How about some edibles? Kaylin, you got anything in your back pocket?
Yeah, not anymore.
That's good. That's good.
No, okay, I'm going to start
what
baby
else
steps.
Is there?
I'm going to start with at times that it's not really appropriate to be on the phone anyway. There's no need for it. Like, let's say I'm just going to the store.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for me to be on my phone or checking my email. Like, I'm going to Ralph's. It's like
right.
a half hour.
Right.
I'm going to start.
It slows you down. That's why I don't either get on the phone either when I'm out and about, because it slows you down.
Yeah.
You stop, you're reading, you're texting, and then you like somebody's in your way, you know, move out of the way. Like, it's.
I'm going to try to have more designated times
yeah.
to like return texts or return emails. More mindful. Instead of just all day long, like always having the phone and checking it, which I feel like has to make my kids be a it's a bad example. Plus, it makes it feel like they're not my priority.
Yeah.
Not like I'm not saying I can't like go in my room and listen to podcasts and play a game on my phone. I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm going to try to maybe like go for it when I'm going for a walk with them.
Right.
I've been good. Like I go swimming next door with them and I don't take my phone.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Listen, Stephanie, you recognize that there could be something there to it, and you're going to make changes or whatever. I don't think you have a problem.
I just want
really
a word to – I want to say to the AI person who's sitting behind my phone. Like,
no,
yeah,
they're
keep,
listening right
keep
now,
doing,
too.
Keep they doing,
are?
Do good work.
I'm sure they
keep
are.
Doing what you're doing because I like
thumbs
the
up.
Suggestions.
Right. Keep them coming, my boyfriend. My
I will
AI
say
boyfriend.
Just one funny thing. That sounds like a good approach. I went the other way where it just, boom, cut off everything. And like halfway through the first day of actively saying like I'm not going to open Instagram or Reddit,
mm-hmm.
which Reddit's the big one I like just blinked my eyes and I was on Reddit. I was just looking at my phone after telling myself all day long you're not going to do it. At one point I just blinked my eyes and I was scrolling through Reddit and I was like, wow, how did that happen?
That's crazy. You
Some,
know, my nephews are around the same age as him and mm-hmm. they're all about this Reddit, all about the guy. It's all guys your age, I think.
Maybe.
And a lot of scumbags. A lot of douchebags think they know everything.
Sometimes I'm on Facebook and then I'll close out of Facebook and I'll be like, oh, I need to check Facebook. That's how I'm addicted to Facebook.
Yeah.
I've got to it's a constant stimulation of people telling me of like seeing what my friends are doing. And I feel super connected and busy and my mind is like really occupied and I get mad at stuff and then I get happy about stuff. And then I'm oh, so-and-so's having a baby. Oh, this person is. And then it's all kind of meaningless. These are not people I see in real life.
I know. But
like my friends in real life, I talk to in real life. Like I don't.
But listen, what else you do? What are you going to do? Get up every morning, raise your kids, and go to bed. Like what? You got to have something. You know, work. Do your
work. What are you
going
to do? Clean your house?
What?
I mean, come
really?
On.
I mean,
let's be realistic.
Yeah, I mean, you need something to take the edge off. And we're not drug addicts, so let's give us that.
I know.
Pat on the back, and we get
all right.
credit for that.
Then you know what? I'm being too hard on myself.
At least we're not
Facebook.
Drug addicts. That's the name of our episode.
At least we're not drug addicts. Oh, my God. This has been eye-opening, not necessarily in the best way. I don't like change.
Me neither. I'm with you, sister.
Ah, so before we go, we already decided. We said this at the end of – oh, this is Friday. Today's Friday.
Yes, today's Friday.
So tonight – mm-hmm. 6 p.m. Pacific time, we're doing our Zoom. We're going to Zoom with you guys if you're at the $10 level. If you join this afternoon,
I'm going to make a note of that.
I'll send you the link. Yeah, make a note. If you're at the $50 level, your business gets a shout out. Like Lisa Domino White, who wrote the book Bursting with Happiness. Aww. It's all about finding more joy in life and getting off Facebook. No, yeah. I don't know if that's actually part of it, but I'm sure it could help you.
Yeah.
She wants to help you get an extra dose of self-acceptance and find ways to smile more, bursting with happiness. Get that book. Look it up on Amazon. Also, BabyQuip. It's the baby gear rental service that will make your travel easier.
It's a great
thing. I know, tons of baby gear stuff. If you don't want to haul your bulky gear around, go to babyquip.com and check them out. Kathy Friend.
Oh,
she put this really funny video
on my Facebook. Fucking enemy.
If you go to it might have been on Patreon.
Really?
Yeah, she found a letter that her husband got from his ex-wife.
Oh, I saw that.
So funny. And did you see that, Kaylin? And then she read it. So it didn't have anything to do with her. It was from before her husband. Before they met.
Right.
But she read the letter and then she did a dramatic reading of it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
I
was
watch that.
Really funny. And she's so cute. And she's our virtual
stylist.
Personal shopper stylist.
I need her desperately.
Yeah. So Kathy Friend with a K.com. Check her out.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela Brennan is doing the shout outs for the LGBT Bar Association and Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
LGBTBar.org. All the more important right now that Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away. We're going to need all the help we can get. So please go check out LGBTBar.org to help us fight the good fight for LGBTQ people. Letty Molina, here's a way to relax.
Yes, talk about relaxing.
Some CBD oil.
That'll take the edge off.
Yeah, get some CBD. She makes it for people, and she can get you some for dogs.
I got to get some more.
Yeah. Hempworks.com/L Molina. And Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy podcast. It's a great podcast. A lot of people love it. It's the nice community over there. So check out her show at shamelessmom.com.
That's awesome. Let's also thank our sponsors, Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends on the Apple Store or Google Play and Madison Reed. Go to madison-reed.com, enter FCOL, oxyclean.com/try me, and geico.com. Check those people out.
All right, everybody, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up. Let me tell you about Geico. Did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So, what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed? As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.